News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it's Monday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that, you know it's time for Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm Ballinger is here with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. Although I felt like I should be playing Rainy Days and Mondays Always Get Me Down. When it's a Monday and a rainy day, that's not good.
No, we won't we won't let rain fall into our life today.
Okay, all right. We're going to keep the sun shining, right?
Yes.
All right. How are you? How was your weekend? How are you doing?
I was a little quiet, but but great.
Yeah. I did nothing. I just had a wonderful do-nothing weekend. It was fabulous.
I didn't do a whole lot either. I did play golf on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Won a couple of bucks, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yeah. I went out of town for a little bit, so that was nice to get away, so that was good too. So, yeah, it's all good. So this week is a busy week here in Pensacola. A lot going on. Foiling week starts today, I believe.
Yes.
So that should be exciting with American Magic and the foilers out there, all the races.
And, of course, Mardi Gras downtown.
What? I've never heard of it.
Hmm.
What are you talking about? There's so many Mardi Gras fans now with all the crews having their own parties and all the different things going on.
Yes.
It is really, really hard to figure out what to do and not do and where to show up, all that good stuff.
I just got my shirts, my Cat Country shirts, so that I can walk in the parade on.
Oh, look at you.
They're
very snazzy. Yeah. How about that?
I'll stand out in my canary yellow, but I guess there'll be a lot of us in canary yellow.
Pop that up to your face here. That's not a bad color for you.
Well, we shall see.
Bright yellow. That's the Cat Country color right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So this Friday night is the Eliminated Parade, I believe.
Right? Yes. And then Saturday, I guess, is the big parade. Is that?
Yeah. Yep. I believe so.
I enjoy to walk in that and
throw out the beads and
Give the bags to the kids so they can hold their beads.
Well, and one thing to remember is my understanding is they've extended where they're blocking. The streets are blocking now for safety reasons.
Yes.
So I believe you can find that if you go to like the Pensacola News Journal. You can probably go just Google that. But just so you know, if you've always, because so many of us, we have our spot. We know where we're going to park, and that might have may have changed this year. So be sure and check that before you get downtown.
I think the secret is that if you don't mind a little walk, there's plenty of places to park just a few blocks away from downtown. Excuse me. And also when the parade's over, you're sort of on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little easier to get away.
Carpool.
Yeah, yeah.
Carpool with your friends. That's usually helpful too. The more the merrier. So.
Yes.
So you'll be wearing your yellow.
I shall. Yes.
Now are you going to wear a hat?
I don't normally, but maybe I will.
Live dangerously, Malcolm.
Live dangerously.
Go get yourself a Mardi Gras hat.
I have a black hat I bought for a gangster ball. I could maybe put...
Yeah, put some Mardi Gras beads on it.
Beads on it.
Feathers.
Yeah.
See?
And then I'd be in the spirit.
Stick with me, kid. So that'll be a lot of fun. And you can get all the information, too. I believe Downtown Crowd does have all the parades and everything and the events.
Page 18.
So you can take a look. And Downtown Crowd is published by Ballinger Publishing. So there's a whole list of stuff and some ideas of things that you need to do. I think these are great. It talks about what to know before you go. So it says pace yourself. Very smart.
Yes.
So be sure and give yourself a lot of time. Jot down the hours so that you know exactly when everything is happening. And just the different things that you can do. Make sure you have something to eat, before you get involved in the parade. Mm-hmm. And wear comfortable shoes. Maybe bring a jacket just in case it cools down, that kind of thing. These are all common sense little tips, but you'd be surprised.
Yeah, and above all, if you like a tipple, a beer or whatever, just pace yourself. Because it is a long parade. And
it's a long day.
And it's going to be, I think, a little warm. It's going to be up to 70.
It's going to be beautiful. No rain in the forecast.
So the sun will shine.
Yep. So Danny Zimmern apparently ordered perfect weather for this. You go, Danny. Shout out to you and all the folks that put this parade together because it's a big undertaking and, they plan it all year long. So people don't realize how many volunteers it takes, how many people to organize and planning it all. And it's just when it all comes together, it's really fantastic.
I don't know if Danny will let me in the parade now.
I'm afraid to ask.
I took a few bucks from him playing golf yesterday.
maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, he made the comment. He said, "When you don't play well when you play with me, but when you're against me, you play well."
Oh, well, I don't want to dissect that comment.
It's all good natured fun. We have lots of fun. Just play for.
I'm just going to change the subject. And to be remiss,
we're not encouraging people to gamble on the golf course.
Correct. Yes, that's right. No gambling.
Yes.
But the Crew of Rex parade is also Sunday, March 2nd, and that's going to be at, looks like 2 to 4 on Pensacola Beach.
On Beach,
so I got to be sure and give a shout out to my Pensacola Beach friends and the Crew of Rex. They do this every year as well. All volunteers pulling this thing together, along with the help of different organizations, including the Pensacola Beach Chamber. So we just want to give a shout out to the beach parade. So you have a parade to go to every day this weekend.
Yes.
Which is pretty fun.
And again, pace yourself.
Pace yourself. If you have any questions for Malcolm about the parade or how to pace yourself, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3.
Back to the foiling week.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to find a page number. Page 29.
And you're looking in Pensacola Magazine.
In Pensacola Magazine.
Okay.
Yes. There is an article all about foiling week.
Now, it kicks off today, I think. It's from today through March 3rd or 2nd.
I believe so, yes.
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 And we've been talking about this quite a bit. Tim Rochon has been going around to the various organizations and telling everybody about it. This is going to be a pivotal event for Pensacola and Pensacola Beach. It's extraordinary that the American Magic has chosen our port to and our harbor or whatever, however you want to say the sound to be their place to practice, which is now drawing all kinds of folks from all over the world for this event. And the future is looking very bright in terms of what it's going to do for our economy, how much it's going to help us. So it's very exciting. I do know how to sail, but I don't know a lot about foiling per se. So I'm real curious to get out there and watch because it'll be good weather to watch.
Yes, I'm not exactly sure what foiling is.
It's a type of boat. It's a different type of boat, the way that it's
a sailboat, I know.
Mm-hmm, but it's a whole different, it's kind of elevated, I guess is the best way to describe it, if you see the pictures of it.
Oh, yes.
So it's very cool. It's very like the modern technology. So they go very fast.
That's kind of amazing
how
it stays upright.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So you can go out there and watch. Which will be very exciting. And you can look up the schedule. It's in Pensacola Magazine, some of the things that they're doing. And there's a sailpensacola.org website you can also go to get the schedule. So definitely check that out. So we're going to come back in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Got a question for Malcolm? 850-437-1620. And we'll be back right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning. It's time to have fun with Malcolm Ballinger for Ballinger Publishing this half hour. And they have a interesting contest coming up, which if you're a newlywed or you're getting married or you just got married and you've got a great photo of the bride and groom, you might just be on the cover of the April edition of Pensacola Magazine. How does this work?
Even if you don't make the cover, you are still featured inside.
Really?
Every entry is featured.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah. But of course, the winner is on the front cover, and the first and second runner-up get a half page inside, too, with a little bio. And with the winner, we talk about the wedding.
Okay.
Venue and those kind of things.
Okay, so if you want to be on the cover as the new bride and groom.
You email it to weddings@ballingerpublishing.com or info@ballingerpublishing.com, or you could send it to me, malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com. I do not look at them. I send them straight to the editorial department.
Okay, so what's the deadline on that?
Well, that's a good question. The deadline, it is the April edition, so deadline really has to be no later than March 15th, so we just got a couple of weeks.
Okay, I can't believe that March is this weekend. March 1st is this weekend.
That makes it a little bit tight, but...
Mm-hmm. But you've got plenty of time. If you've already got pictures, maybe you've already had your wedding and you've got a beautiful picture of the bride and groom, or you're in the process right now of taking those photos.
Yeah. Now, they can be professional or amateur.
Okay.
It needs to be, I've said this so many times, but focus on the bride and just be creative. But bear in mind that it is the front covers, which is 8.5 by 11. So it has to...
Well, one year, didn't you have a picture of the couple with their dogs?
Yeah.
Which was so cute, the bride and groom and the two pups at their feet. So that was really cute. So if you have something that might be like that, or it's got to be kind of a portrait thing, not necessarily you and the whole bridal party.
Yeah.
More of a...
We have featured, I think 2 years ago, the winner was part of the bridal party. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really all depends on, it's got to have energy and excitement and
eye-catching.
Eye-catching. Mm-hmm. Because people do pick up the magazine based on the cover. So we want a beautiful bride in a beautiful dress. And, you know, over the years, we've done some pretty creative things. We had an Indian bride.
Oh, neat.
Had the most incredible costume, a traditional Indian wedding.
A sari?
I don't know what you... I don't know if it's called a sari, but it was... Yes, if it was, it was a very, very... beautiful, multicolor costume.
You're talking about the country of India, not Native American.
Yes, the country of India. Yeah, yes, okay. Country of India. And we've also featured, you know, just the bride, sometimes bride and groom, sometimes with the entourage.
Mm-hmm.
But make it interesting.
Well, you said something about it. We would like it to be a beautiful bride and groom. There is no unbeautiful bride.
Well,
every bride is beautiful.
Yes, on their wedding day, yes.
On their wedding day.
Every bride is
happy and beautiful on her wedding day.
Yeah. And by the way, we feature weddings of all kinds. So, and we have in the past featured weddings of all kinds.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So they just need to send it to weddings.
Weddings@BellingerPublishing.com.
Okay. Send those images in and then...
But do it soon, please.
Soon. Okay, you only have a couple of weeks to get that done.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
So we got some business out of the way, because as you know, you and I sort of meander off on a tangent.
Never.
And then run out of time.
Never. Did you find out whether you have a giveaway today?
No,
you were gonna check
I didn't.
That for us.
No,
I'm worried about you. What happened at that golf game yesterday? Danny, what did you do to this guy?
Just winning was...
apparently there was a celebration.
Well, when I walked in the door, you said to me, what shall we talk about today? I said, I don't know. I haven't thought about it at all.
Yeah.
I'm totally unprepared.
And I love that. Not. That's okay. We're all friends here, right?
We've got to keep you on your toes.
Oh, I don't need any help. It's hard enough on Monday morning, you know, without your help. But go ahead. Did you find something, or yes or no?
I am looking.
He's looking now. Okay.
Yes. The website is a little slow.
That's okay.
And I believe there is a game. Let's see.
So the big thing this weekend, we have Mardi Gras. So we've talked about all the different events. And you can find out in Downtown Crowd, of course, it has a list of all the different events to go to.
Well, the next game is March 14th.
Oh, so we'll wait till next week.
Youth jersey giveaway.
Okay.
Well, actually... and then there's a game on Saturday, St. Patrick's Day. So
we
could give away the Friday night and then next week give away the...
St. Patrick's?
The St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. It's totally up to you, sir.
Now, March 14th, is that... That's the Ides of March?
That's the 15th.
Oh, sorry.
March, but you're close. Day before.
That's also St. Patrick's Day, then, the Ides of March.
No, St. Patrick's Day is not March 7th. Now I'm really worried about you. Ides of March is the 15th. St. Patrick's Day is the 17th.
Oh. Well, why are they having a St. Patrick's Day game on the 15th?
Just to get in the spirit, you know, because St. Patty's.
Just to confuse me.
Yeah, well, and then people like you.
All right, I'll catch up in a minute.
It's okay. A lot of people celebrate St. You know, the Irish start celebrating St. Patrick's Day about a week ahead, the week after. So, you know.
Didn't I talk about pacing myself or pacing ourselves?
And by the way, there's a huge St. Patrick's Day parade pub crawl being planned on Pensacola Beach. I think they have 17 different pubs this year. I think it may be the largest ever. So kudos to Pensacola Beach Chamber. And you can find out all about that on their website, because there are two routes this year. They've got an app. It's going to be phenomenal. So
on Friday the 14th, so lots of...
Friday the 14th. Okay, so 2 weeks.
It is Youth Jersey Giveaway.
Cute.
So if you have a young family, then this would be the game to go to.
Okay.
And all you have to do is text in... your email address, mm-hmm. your name.
Date of birth.
Not needed.
Oh, okay.
And email address. And the answer to this very simple question.
And the question is, drum roll.
Question is, well, yes, I've thought of a really different. This week is a special week in the sailing community.
Yes. What is it called? Very good question. We just talked about it.
It is located in Pensacola.
Okay. And all right. So that is, we've got four tickets.
I always say this, great tickets. You will not be disappointed. All I ask is you have a good time. Stamp your feet, scream, shout.
Excellent.
For the home team. They need some help right now.
Okay. They need some cheering on. Pensacola Ice Flyers, March 14th. It's youth jersey night. If you want to win tickets, what number? First, second, third, text.
Oh, no, always the first.
Always the first text.
Fastest on
the fingers. First text in, 850-437-1620. We'll tell you who the winner is right after the break. And the question is, what is this week in Pensacola sailing? We'll be back on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And Malcolm Ballinger here is here with Ballinger Publishing. I know he's so excited. We have a winner. Congratulations, Stephen. I want to see if I pronounce this right. Gundelfinger. Stephen, you just won four tickets to go to the Ice Flyers. You got the question right. It is foiling week this week. If you want more information on foiling week, you can go to sailpensacola.org or head on out there and watch.
Go to Pensacola Magazine.
Yes.
.com.
There you go. So, Stephen, what's going to happen is that Malcolm will be sending those tickets directly to you by email. So I've got your email here, so I'll send you the information shortly. But thanks to everybody who texted in. You got to be quick on this one because it's always the first text.
Hmm. You know, one thing you can do for me is,
yes,
after you've been to the game, shoot me an email,
mm-hmm.
and just tell me you had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And any stories about what happened, anything like that.
Okay, and that's youth jersey night.
Youth jersey night.
Super. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. So you're going to be in the parade this weekend, sir.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
He got his shirts. He's going to be in yellow.
Yeah. I kind of like, you know, the kids always, when you walk by the side of the thing, the kids always say, hey, mister.
Tell me some beads. They have 4,000 necklaces around their necks already.
Yeah. And then there's beads that are dropped and so, and mm-hmm. they say, hey, mister, that one. So you go pick it up for them,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, give them a bag. And mm-hmm. yeah, it makes me feel like I'm
Santa.
Yeah, a little bit. doing shedding a little light.
So we'll just know Malcolm is our Mardi Gras elf. He's our little elf out there helping everybody. That's why you definitely need the hat now. We gotta get you a big hat, big green hat, put Mardi Gras beads on it, and you'll be set to go. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
Big hat so I can go incognito.
Well, we need to have a little fun, right? We always need to have a little fun.
Yeah, good-natured fun is always.
This is the time to have fun. It's going to be Mardi Gras weekend. We've got foiling week this week. And there's always something to do in Pensacola. That's what's so wonderful about living
here.
And
then, of course, we'll be pretty much into summer and all of the festivals.
Oh, gosh,
events.
Yeah. It just never stops. We don't really have a shoulder season anymore like we used to because it was kind of quiet. Now it's like there's something going on spring and fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we've been talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Don't forget, if you've got a great wedding picture, to send that in to weddings@BallingerPublishing.com.
weddings@BallingerPublishing.com or info@BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay.
Please send in your entries and we'll look forward to seeing them.
All right. Laissez le bon temps rouler, my friend.
Good morning to you.
That stands for let the good times roll.
Oh.
Not good morning. No, but you were close. All righty then. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and Malcolm Ballinger will be back after the news.